From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. The National Institute of Medicine made headlines 6 years ago when it said that medical mistakes kill as many as 100,000 American hospital patients each year. Today, the Institute followed up with a report specifically on medication errors, the most frequent kind of medical mistakes. As NPR's Richard Knox tells us, the Institute's experts say not much progress has been made since the last report.
The most arresting number in the new report is 1.5 million. That's a conservative estimate of the number of Americans harmed every year by medication mistakes. They take place every day in hospitals, clinics, doctor's offices, nursing homes, and pharmacies. They cost society at least $3.5 billion a year. Experts already know how to prevent many of them through things like the computerized prescribing system at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. The central pharmacy is behind a locked basement door. It was here at Dana-Farber almost a dozen years ago that two medication errors shook the medical world. A chemotherapy overdose killed Betsy Lehman, a Boston Globe health columnist, and damaged the heart of schoolteacher Maureen Bateman. Pharmacist Sylvia Bartel demonstrates a program designed to prevent another catastrophe.
So we're going to write an order, and this is telling me that there's another patient with the same last name.
Bartel prescribes a cancer drug for a fictitious patient named Edwina. The computer says the correct dose is 25 milligrams.
Let's put in 50. It'll say I may not increase the dose for non-exception chemo orders beyond the original dose. So I just can't.
Computer prescribing by itself doesn't make overdoses a thing of the past. Jim Conway is an author of the new report and until last year a top Dana-Farber executive.
Could we say it could never happen? No. Could we say that we know of no better systems in the country to support safe practice? Absolutely.
But fewer than 10% of U.S. hospitals have computerized prescribing. The rest still use paper-based systems that are prone to error. The new report says on average a U.S. hospital patient is subject to at least one medication error every day he or she is in the hospital. Michael Cohen is president of the Institute for Safe Medication Practices and another author of the new report. He says barcoding every dose of drug and matching it to a code on patients' wristbands can also prevent mistakes. But Cohen says only one hospital in seven uses barcoding.
In one hospital that I visited, this is interesting, in a one-month period, there were 74 times when a nurse walked into the wrong patient's room, scanned the patient's wristband, and was alerted to the fact that they were not with the right patient. That's an amazing number of people that may have gotten the drug that wasn't intended for them.
The Institute of Medicine urges hospitals to computerize their prescribing within 4 years. By then, it says pharmacies should also be able to receive electronic prescriptions. The report has plenty of advice for others. For instance, it says the drug industry and the Food and Drug Administration should clean up the confusion of look-alike and sound-alike drug names and simplify drug labels and packages. A large part of the new report is aimed at consumers. Charles Inlander is president of the People's Medical Society. He was the consumer rep on the panel. He says patients should be inquisitive at the drugstore and in the hospital.
In the hospital, we advise patients or their surrogates, their family member or friend, to ask the doctor or nurse what drugs they're being given in the hospital and to give them that in writing. To not take a drug unless they're being told what the purpose of that drug is for. Prior to surgery, you ask if there are any medications that you should take or any that you should stop taking before surgery. Most people aren't told either of those.
The exact number of tragedies is still unknown. The report's authors estimate the number of patients who are harmed, but they say there are no good data on how many actually die from medication mistakes. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.